Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your round the way social worker. And baby, I am back just to continue to give you a dose of vitamin E that's going to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big, step strong in 2024. Hello, hello, hello. We are back at it again. And I have a clip that I want you to listen to. We were driving and just having transparent, candid conversation about relationships and revealing and finding out who we are currently, not who we were, but who we are currently, and the work that has to be put in to truly understand and to be able to make the relationship thrive. So check it out. If I knew then what I knew now, like for real, like I would seek therapy. Because believe it or not, like a lot of us, sometimes we have issues that we don't know that we have until we get with somebody and then they trigger it. Our trigger is triggered and we think it's that person, but it's really not that person. So I think that if I really had a chilled out, you know what I'm saying? Know who you is, what makes you mad, what you like, you know, what you want to do. It would have made a difference. Now, I ain't saying that we would still won't have, you know, arguments or whatever, because we're still human and we're still individual people. But at the same time, we would have been able to process it, opposed to shutting down or fighting through it, or fighting to get you to understand where I'm coming from. What you think? But you know, but that's water under the bridge. You know, we are what we are now. But when I talk to people and people start talking about, you know, well, he ain't doing this, or she ain't doing that, or he always do this, or she always do that. Why does that bother you so? And when people ask me that, like when I'm talking, like people that I talk with or whatever, you know, I'm asking their opinion or, you know, get it. I love it, like Lavillian. She is like my devil's advocate, because it doesn't matter what I say to her about anybody or anything, she always flips it back on me to say, well, why does that bother you so? You need to find out why are you triggered by this? What happened to you? It ain't them. It's you. And I get mad at her. But when I sit down and I reflect and elaborate on it, you're absolutely right, because why does that person doing that really bother you? You know, what has happened in them? A lot of times I say, it's you. No, it's you. Because there's some pieces in you. Somebody has done that to you. Somebody has said that or treated you like that or did that. But you have to go to the base to find out what it is. Now, a lot of times in relationships, people ain't willing to go to the base. They're not willing to go to, just like taking medication. They'll take the medication, but it only covers, opposed to finding what's the root cause to this. Just like you was talking about your sciatic, that nerve, that pain, or what you feel. You know, why is this, what's going on? What is this? So I think that people want to Band-Aid their relationship. They want to cover it up with gifts, or they want to cover it up with sex.
you know, or trips, but you're not dealing with it though. But where's that isolated time? Where's that seclusion time? When you, what do I like? Who am I now? Because I think that even for us, Desmond, and I know for me, I had to find out like who we are, who I'm becoming now. Now that our kids are grown and we don't have children, I mean, we have our grandkids, but I had to figure out who am I now? Who am I now? Sometimes it's hard to come into grips to who we are. Because like when you ask people like, what you want or what you like? I don't know. And they be like, well, you like, you know, peanut butter? No, I used to like peanut butter. You know, I don't like it no more. So you got to know.
Today, I just want to encourage you. As we are embarking upon a new year, we're here. We're in this new year. And y'all know I'm real big on relationships, and the last couple of episodes is, you know, how to level up in 2024 and to expect great things in 2024. But a lot of times, relationship wise, we have to know who we are. We have to know who we are. And this is what I'm going to say to you, baby, get you some therapy. And this is why I say that. This is why I say that even, you know, I, in the capacity of my roles, I tell y'all all the time, I have a therapist and I have a coach, because I don't know it all. And my perception of some things may not be reality. So this is what I'm saying to you as you are in 2024. Do a retrospective look. Get you some therapy. And some of us are in some relationships that we've been in that are not flourishing. These relationships are really draining. And if they're not draining to us, they're toxic to us. But a lot of times, because the spirit of familiarity, we know these people, we know these things, we kind of fear the unknown as to moving out of the realm of comfortability, or moving out of the realm of safety, familiarity. But get you some therapy. You, if you don't feel like you need therapy right now, I encourage you to start journaling. Start journaling who you are. Because a lot of times what I have noticed when people come in and we have coaching sessions, or people come in and we have therapy sessions, they are quick to say, it's them. It's them. It's them. But I never hear them say, or I take that back. Because when I hear them, they say, well, maybe I did. Or maybe I do. No, 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 no. You do. You did. It's ownership. And I feel as like when you are able to own and identify and acknowledge who you are in the part that you play in a relationship, that's going to be a win for you. That's going to be a win in different areas, different relationships. It's going to be a win for you, but you have to be willing. You have to be willing to say, hey, let me look at me for a moment. Because your relationships that you're in, it can't be all those people. And let's just be honest. Some cultures feel as though therapy is taboo. Coaching. I don't need no coaching. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to yourself. Because we don't want to receive what somebody else is saying to us about us. Now, wait a minute now. Before y'all even start, trusted, reliable, honest individuals. Because everybody don't mean you no good. Because you can get some from somebody you know they don't like you. And they'll tell you the God honest truth, honey. And it'll make you want to fight them people. But when you can hear from somebody you respect, from somebody who's reliable, to someone, from someone who is honest with you, you will be able to receive. And then at the same time, you'll be able to dissect and really, because I said it one time before, I had two friends, and these two friends are not friends. They're my friends. So that means that they don't talk to one another. They don't, you know, they don't hang out. But I heard the same thing from two different people about me. And do y'all know what my response was? No, I don't. Baby, yes, you do. Because if you have two people that are telling you about yourself and they don't talk to one another, but they are spot on as if they have been talking to one another, it's time for you to do some self-searching. So during the early part of 2024, one, get you some therapy, get you some coaching. I know my lane. That's why I'm in, you know, and if you can't or not ready just yet, get your journal for 2024. Get your journal for 2024 and start writing. Start expressing yourself on paper, because we have so many things that run in our mind in the course of a day. So it's a lot of things. Write down the good. Write down the bad. I'm telling you, why am I thinking like this? Where did this thought come from? Because I'm telling you, once you focus on you, they say 2024 is a year of expectancy. I don't know what you're expecting, but once you get yourself together, you'll see the difference in your relationships. You'll see the difference. You'll see how they will transform. You will see how they will shut down, wither up, die off. But you have to see you first. Everything that these people do or say, why are you so moved by that thing? And as I said, sometimes we have to go back and really find out who we really are. And we have to reset ourselves, because we've done a lot of things a lot of ways for a long time. But just because we've done a lot of things a lot of ways for a long time doesn't make them right. We've been in a lot of relationships for a long time, but that doesn't make it the relationship. So this 2024, this year, like it's going to be another 2024, but starting 2024, I encourage you to do a self-retrospective look inside of you and figure out who you really are. Because once you are able to stand flat-footed and say, yeah, I do that. But my mama, but my daddy, I seen, baby, you're grown now. You're grown now. So yes, a lot of things that are a part of you could have been from trauma, from childhood. And let me clarify that. When people hear trauma, oh my God. No, there's something that impacted you. Something that impacted you that has stuck with you. That is something that you can't release until you deal with it. Because I want to tell you this, that trauma is going to be a part of your life. It's like a tattoo. It ain't going nowhere. But you have to be able to look at it. Remember where you were during that time in your life when you got that tattoo, and still be able to say, hey, I got this as a point in my life when I was really going through it, when I was really doing this. And that's okay now. because you have learned how to get in front of it. So I'm just encouraging you today. I'm encouraging you today to, before you start moving and dating and continuing, pause and do a retrospective so that you can know who you are, so that you can know how to move in 2024 and not replace 2023 in your new year. That's all I'm saying. You know, finding out who we are now can be very surprising because we think that we know, but a lot of who we are at this present time has become who we have evolved into because of situations and relationships and trauma in our life. But once we take a pause, look at ourselves, and then do something different, we'll get a different outcome. I was talking to my husband, and this is it. And we were talking about insanity. And if you don't know what insanity is, it's doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different outcome. No. So this 2024, get you together. Look at you before you start looking at other people or before you make any decisions. Get you together first. And I'm telling you, you'll see the difference. You'll see the difference. So until next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining, honey? Because you did this, you're doing the same thing in 2024 that you did in 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, you know. So, y'all continue to push past the pain, persevere, and allow God. Allow God to show you, to talk to you by way of Holy Spirit. That's what we are. We have a prayer challenge and we're talking about Holy Spirit, who He is, what He does. He's a spirit of truth. So I encourage you today to say, help me, Holy Spirit, and whatever you're struggling with to find out who you are or relationship. Help me, Holy Spirit. So until the next time, y'all be blessed and I love you all. So be safe.